From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting in Turkey and uncertainty about the future. After many Turks took to the streets to fight off a coup attempt, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan appears to have emerged more powerful than ever. Tuesday, he stepped up his efforts to reinstate the death penalty, and his supporters on the street are helping him with those efforts by calling for it at nightly rallies. As mass arrests of military officers and others continue, critics accuse Erdogan of taking advantage of the coup to crack down on his political opponents and further consolidate his power. VOA Europe correspondent Luis Ramirez has more from Istanbul.
As the crackdown continues, Turkey's minorities worry that rising nationalism could once again make them targets. In Istanbul's Okmidani neighborhood, members of the Alevi sect of Islam watched the news with concern.
As an Alevi, I am very worried. I'm really expecting something to happen because we do not know where this country is heading.
With Erdogan's power reaffirmed and consolidated, there are new questions of whether the defeat of the coup strengthens democracy or deepens divides. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Istanbul.
The Islamic State group claimed responsibilities Tuesday for an axe and knife attack on a German train that left at least five people injured. However, authorities say it appears the 17-year-old Afghan asylum seeker who was shot and killed by police as he fled the scene appears to have self-radicalized and had no direct link to the extremist. The teenager shouted, "Allahu Akbar, God is great," as he attacked people on the regional train in the Bavarian city Monday night, and a hand-painted flag of the IS was found during a search of his room. This is VOA News. Signs of normality could be seen returning to the Nice beachfront Tuesday, 5 days after the Bastille Day truck attack that left 84 people dead. The final lane of the Promenade des Anglais was open for traffic last night on the road where Tunisian Frenchman Mohamed Boulel drove a truck at high speed into a crowd celebrating France's National Day. The promenade had become an impromptu memorial with flowers, stuffed bears, baby bottles, and messages lying next to the location where so many had lost their lives. On the beach, residents and visitors could be seen sunbathing and engaging in beach sports. Claire Spencer, who lives in Nice, says there is a determination among people in the city to return to normal.
I'm walking the promenade every day, every day. They will not take the promenade away from us. They will not. They will not win. The evil ones, and the people are back. They're in the restaurants, on the beach, you can see them. They're in the terraces. You know, we determined that this is going to be a happy, happy town again. It always was, and it always will be.
Late Monday evening, mourners formed a human chain to remove candles, flowers, and other mementos honoring the victims of the attack. Volunteers moved the tributes from the spots where victims fell to a gazebo in a seaside park. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States will help ensure a strong alliance between the U.S., Britain, and the European Union after Britain leaves the 28-nation organization. The U.S. depends on a strong United Kingdom, Kerry said during a joint news conference Tuesday in London with his British counterpart, newly appointed Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson.
As Britain and the EU begin negotiating the new terms of their partnership, America is rooting for and we'll do all we can to try to encourage and assist in the development of the smoothest possible transition and a highly integrated and collaborative UK-EU relationship.
During his trip to London, Kerry and Johnson will meet with European representatives to discuss Syria's five-year conflict, which helped inspire the rise of the Islamic State and has contributed to the world's worst refugee crisis. Astronomers say they've discovered 104 exoplanets, two of which could support life. They orbit the M-type dwarf star K272, which is 181 light-years away. The planets, which were discovered by using NASA's Kepler Space Telescope, are 20 to 50% larger than Earth in diameter, according to astronomers, much closer to the star, which is half the size of our sun and much dimmer. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.